Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask me
to use my car.
Oh, your car!
Drive it all day and don't fill up the tank.
And you have the audacity to even come and step to me and ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. Hey, you trifling.
What?
Good for nothing type of brother. Silly me.
Why?
But I haven't. I found another. A baller.
What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion part one. I'm joined in studio with my baby mamas. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up? What's up?
We got Miss Pink English.
I don't think you do. So you and me are through.
Boom. All right, y'all. The reunion part one. I was on an airplane and I caught it and I was so excited because I never watch it live, but I was loving it up in the air.
Yes. Shade in the air. How can that be?
It was like, it was, I don't know what kind of shade it was. It was fucking snowflakes because they all was in white.
Right. Mm. Oh, yes. So do you think that they all said all wear white?
Yeah,
they
were
okay. Yes, it was all a plan.
For sure. There's no way that they all were like, oh, shit, girl.
You got on the same.
Well, they were all glistening. Like, they all had that Crisco on them legs.
Greased up.
Legs for days.
Boobs are up.
Makeup just on point. Derek J was in the building.
Okay.
I don't know if he was.
On someone's hair.
Maybe Portia's.
Portia's lace front.
The Morticia.
That wig looked horrible. And her makeup was too dark
she
and
really
harsh.
She was heavy.
Yeah.
Well,
and that dress looked like Into the Woods.
It was doing the most.
It was too much.
Did you get lost? Like.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even side boob anymore. It was like side and couple boob. Like it was all the way over
here. And I was really disappointed because Portia always delivers for
me.
Yes,
she does.
I thought it was a beautiful dress.
Yeah, like on a bed. It looked like a Target bedspread.
Yeah, it did look more like a pillow. Or like a pillow, yeah. Totally.
Ouch. Pier 1 Import.
And I was mad. I know Kenya thought she was doing it, but it bothers me that that dress has been worn about 1,800 times.
By everyone.
By everybody else.
Including Beyonce.
Including Beyonce. But the thing is, it wasn't even the one Beyonce wore because it was a bite off of the Michael Costello design because it wasn't even a Michael Costello.
Oh, it wasn't a Michael Costello?
No.
So she was like touting that on Watch What Happens Live. Like it's a great thing. And I'm like, boo, that means you got a knockoff.
With her favorite contacts?
It was a Party City Halloween Beyonce.
But her makeup was great.
Yeah, her makeup looked great. Her, mm-hmm. her $3
like
ponytail.
Her go naked ponytail. That was
cute. I liked
cute
the ponytail.
Yeah, it was cute.
That for me.
That's cute, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not. I always think, like, sometimes, do we be going in on the wig sometimes? Well, well Bravo found it necessary. They were going to go in, too.
Yes, they did.
We got the buy wig commercial. The Real Housewives of Atlanta wig collection. Shade was $29.25.
Yes.
We got all different types of looks. We got a throwback. When you were my age, you had edges.
Yes.
We had Some Like It Hot. We had the Thought Some Like It Thought, excuse me. We had the Warrior Style.
Yes.
We had the Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. All of our favorite looks.
And they said in the disclaimer, wigs will get snatched.
Boom. We even got the Geppetto back.
Yeah.
We sure did.
We sure did. And so then, Andy said to NeNe, which I would just be feeling like, Andy, you a little question sometimes.
Shady.
He was like, you know, NeNe, you were a big part of the wig conversation.
Wig phenomenon this season.
You were exploring.
She loved it. She
I
loved the social media.
With it.
Yeah, experimenting.
Yeah, experimenting. Bye, wig.
Why?
It looked like fucking Albert Einstein with that last
as
wig.
As much
he had
as
on.
She cares about her shoes, how is she going to be like that with her wig?
Well, you know, she was mad because when he said, what's this hair called? She said, it's called the Andy.
Mm.
Well, rich people should not experiment with wigs. I'm sorry if you're that rich. You need to try it on at home, and if
have someone else experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Put it on your assistant and let her walk around and see how silly she looks all day.
I will say her hair looked better than I expected on the reunion, even though it was a little half fair sketch on the side. Mm-hmm. It was not as sketch as I thought it was going to be based on the previous, so she did good.
I just don't understand the part of wigs that everyone wear, like they'll wear a wig to not wear it natural. Like wear a wig to make it look not like a wig. Like why are you wearing a wig to look like a wig?
Well, now it's kind of like a thing to wear a wig. Like it's like, oh, obviously I'm not going to try to make this look natural. It's definitely not natural. It's just fun.
Okay.
Well, hers was looking like a hat. Looking exactly. Like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Well, Nini's sort of an exception because, you know.
She can do whatever she
wants. She was doing whatever she wanted.
So then Andy looks over at Kenya and he says, wow, you know, Kenya, you and Portia both sell hair. She said, no. I sell hair care products. Portia sells wigs.
I'm sorry. Has anybody seen Kenya's hair care products?
We saw the commercial.
They exist?
I mean, I don't even know what the commercial was for other than her just twirling.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the name of her hair care product?
I think it's More Care or More Hair Care.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it in the beauty supply.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
And I go to the beauty
supply. And she certainly hasn't been like advertising it everywhere.
Wait, it's called More.
I'm pretty sure it was like More Care.
I have seen it actually. Dollar Store.
You stupid.
Shut up. Dollar General.
Right. So.
Family Dollar.
We talk about Nini, Broadway. She said she loved it. She was a little intimidated by it. Makes sense. The only people that actually came to see the show was Phaedra. Yes. But Claudia did email her about tickets.
To go, yeah.
But nothing came through with that.
Didn't work out.
And then they start talking about Phaedra's charity event.
Yeah.
And he addresses Claudia and saying, you know, why were you so aggressive? And she said, I wasn't aggressive. You know, I was asking a question. I don't see Nini a lot, so when I do see her, that's my only chance to really get the chance to talk to her.
Right.
It went into this back and forth thing, and then we got the quote of the night.
What?
You know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong. I'm the problem. No. You're right. I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the problem.
As a cop out to everything.
To everything.
So which annoying. Is so, like, why would you, like, now you want to expect to get a check for saying that? Like, you're sitting there for nothing. You're saying the same thing.
Childishly passive aggressive.
Yeah, right. It's
like,
beyond.
Stop trying to come up with gifs. Like,
done. You could have said it once and I've been like, all right, but she said it like 800 times.
Yeah. It ain't a cute gif. Anyways. I am not posting that.
Me
but I will post when her and Kendi go, I see you.
We see each other.
So, Claudia said Nini was on Broadway for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and that's what had upset Nini because, you know, Nini was like, honey, it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
And Claudia said, you know, the reason I do that is because Nini feels like she works harder than everybody else and downplays me. And Nini was like, when did I downplay you, girl? Like, I believe that at that Mexican restaurant, we kiki'd it. You called me a rich bitch as I walked away and paid for the dinner.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel?
I feel like they have unnecessary beef. I think that Claudia came on the show with a pre-notion of what Cynthia's or Kenya's beef, and she automatically had that with Nini.
Tied it to Nini.
Yeah, she just believed everything everyone else said instead of forming her own opinion about everyone. And I do honestly believe...
But Nini did that to Kenya. I mean, Claudia, too.
Yeah, because Nini, when they first met again at whatever that was, and Nini was just like, oh, and fanned her away, and Claudia was like, wait, I thought we were cool, like, because we've interacted in L.A. and we were good, and I came to say hi. But and Nini admittedly did it because she was hanging out with Kenya. So that's... And she, initially, Claudia tried to approach it very maturely and like, let's deal with this, like, and put it on the table, but it just progressively got stupider because that ain't even a word, because the mess that they were doing is just stupid, but it got annoying.
Nini got caught on Twitter talking about see you at the reunion, boo, talking about Kandi. And then so this conversation happens, you know, why did you feel that about Kandi? And she said, you know, every time I hear Kandi, she is speaking so negatively of
me.
And I'm just shocked. I don't understand why this girl hates me. I don't know why I took it to like.
It was so dramatic and dumb. Like, it's obvious you and Candy have never really gotten along.
Ever.
Y'all just are cool at moments when y'all drinking and hanging out and you're not being a biatch. And Candy's never been like secretive about like, I'm not really feeling you and I kind of think you're a bitch. So I don't know what I do know. Nene was being dramatic and being herself and making television.
Part of me feels like Nene was trying to get Candy to almost to allude to the fact like, Candy, you're just mad at me because of my friendship with Phaedra and
but
your friendship isn't there. No, I know, but it was just like, that's where I felt like Nene kept trying to take it or like.
I would see that coming from Nene being like, you just, that's why you upset and mm-hmm. you have no real reason to be upset with me. But Candy keeps it fairly real for the most part. And it's like, no, you've been up and down and in and out. And I've seen what you do to your other friends. It's not cool. And that whole like argument back and forth. Oh, so you're trying to say I'm not a good friend? I'm not a good. No, you're not. You're a good friend as long as it's working for you.
Right.
But as soon as it gets a little uncomfortable for you, you do shady shit to your supposed friends. Instead of just like removing them from your life, you not only remove them, but you blacklist them and make everybody try to make everybody hate them and say horrible shit about them on national television.
Yeah, regularly. It's definitely all mean girls. It's totally immature. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with Candy. Nene does have a superior attitude. But everyone's
superior kind of stank ass.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of put her there, like with her starting off like calling herself rich and stuff. Everyone thought it was a joke, so they kind of went along with it. But I think Nene actually was like, I'm going to take this and run with it. And I'm superior above all of these girls and I make more money than you. But she's not as rich as Candy. So it's like if you're thinking you're treating people equivalent to their pay, like there's no really reason for her and Candy not to like each other.
I mean, well,
I think there's a reason for Candy not to like Nene.
Because of her attitude. Yeah, but they don't have beef.
I don't want that kind of person in my life.
Yeah, but they don't have beef, is what I mean.
And that's why I liked Candy, because she was like, you know, like, I don't hate you.
Yeah.
Like, when you're cool and you're chill, like, I love you. It's fun. But I don't mess with the other side of it. And it makes sense.
And I don't trust you. I'm not going to tell you my deepest, darkest secret.
She went on to say, when you weren't friends with Cynthia, all of a sudden you became buddies with me and Phaedra. And that made me look at you like, okay, I'm cool to kick it, but I'm going to take a step back and look and watch. Nene's upset. Candy compared her and Phaedra's friendship to Kenya and Phaedra's situation, which I can understand that, but I don't understand Nene being upset about Cynthia. Like, the Cynthia thing, if Phaedra can forgive Nene, she can forgive Cynthia. Now, Kenya is just, for me personally, different because we still haven't had Kenya admit to the fact that she was wrong in this. Kenya has never accepted the fact that she was flirting with him, touching him, trying to get him into different rooms and things like that. She's never brought that up. I'm glad finally it came up through Phaedra and saying this is why I'm not apologizing to her.
Yeah.
But with Cynthia, it's like it was stupid, it was messy, but y'all have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been stupid and messy.
Right.
Yeah, and then we see next episode or next finale part two or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kenya makes a comment like, everybody flirts with people's husbands. Like, that is not okay, girlfriend.
So,
like, I'm sorry.
No, she says everybody flirts. No. Like, especially if you know there are boundaries
and morals.
And
even if you didn't know there was a boundary at first, at some point it was made real clear that your behavior towards him was inappropriate.
And then to use the example as Nene flirting with Peter, like, I'm sorry, Nene's married. And if she is flirting with Peter, like, nobody wants Peter. Like, and it's not even really flirting.
We did feel
I thought it was cute, but people were very uncomfortable with the way that Nene was flirting with
there
Peter
was,
at
there
some
was
point.
A season,
there were times.
I felt that they could have been
doing something. So, I
don't even think Nene would do that.
Yeah, she's
weak.
Right.
Yeah, but Greg is like a freaking Granny? Couch pillow.
Peter looked like Greg on Herbalife.
But Peter, no, shut up. But Peter is too aggressive for Nene. I don't think that she would like that.
Nene is actually a prude in the bedroom, but that's why she would only flirt with him a little bit.
Right, she could not take Peter's dick.
I can't even imagine.
She could not.
What the
Nene wouldn't be walking for weeks.
What the
quad? Nene would have been in a wheelchair.
Cinderella! Oh my gosh, poor Nene. No, she has a lot of area and space. I don't think Peter would be able to handle her.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So then Candy gets upset because Phaedra talked to Nini about her, and Nini says, she never talked to me about you. Mm-hmm. And then this irritated me because Candy really wasn't listening to how her name was brought up and it got involved. She said, we connected because we both went through a divorce and my son was hurt, so I understand her on that level. She said, and what Phaedra said was that she was upset at the fact that in those times, Nini said, at those times, there was a time where she just wanted somebody to reach out and say certain things. And what she said when your name got brought up was that Phaedra said that none of the girls had checked up on her mm-hmm. since the last time they had talked. Mm-hmm. And that's what Nini kept saying, but Candy kept going directly at, you guys are talking about me, you guys are this. And then, what was the text message then? Where
I
Cynthia
don't know.
Was like, I never showed anybody your text messages.
It was something about, like, something about Candy. Like, I think when Cynthia, I think Candy, or Nini showed Candy text messages of conversations
between
from.
Between her and Cynthia.
Between her and Cynthia.
About Candy. About, about the other girls.
Yeah.
And trying to make Cynthia look bad.
Yeah.
Because we all know in a group of girls, so-and-so's together, and yeah. they're talking about so-and-so, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Cynthia was saying, like, I didn't show
I
your
would never show
nobody.
Your text yeah. messages, yeah.
Mm. To try to make you look bad. But in terms of Candy not listening, so to speak, in the end, to me, it's still, the reason it was irritating, it's one thing when Phaedra's saying, your name only came up because of this, mm-hmm. but for Nini to try to push and push, but like, see, we weren't talking about, no, actually, you kind of still were all up in the biz because you are the one up in Candy's face talking about, y'all need to go to therapy, you need yeah. to talk to Phaedra, like, you were out of line, like, that was not okay, I wasn't cool with that at all, so I see where Candy still has caught some feelings mm-hmm. about that whole situation, because it still was Nini pushing herself into the middle, sort of, and making it seem like, well, see, I'm being a good friend, and maybe you need to go work with your friend, and you don't know nothing about what's going on between us for real, so you need to back up.
Which, their whole situation mm-hmm. was just bad timing. Yeah. Like, they were yeah. both going through something bad, and it wasn't like they were trying to be bad friends to
exactly.
each other.
They were being selfish in their own minds
yeah.
for each other, which
and,
you have to be.
And then when you hear someone yeah. give you the exact thing that you want to hear, even if it is someone that has said that you give head to everyone in the town, sometimes you just listen to what they say.
You know, superhead. Doctor Head. Oh, wow. Head Doctor. So Candy says, you know, you have showed us signs that you will blast a person with information that they have given to you.
True
mm-hmm.
that.
I see you. I see. We good. We see each other.
Yes, we do.
Now that's going to be all over the internet.
That was some Atlanta stuff.
We see each other.
Now we get into
Phaedra. They were like each in the throat.
Yeah.
Phaedra has not brought the kids yet. She goes on to say that there's a lot to go through to the prison. You know, sometimes it was just snowy and cold. And
there's a two-hour wait.
And she has a one-year-old and she can't
diapers.
Do that.
Diapers.
And it's easy for people not in the situation to judge.
Like, well, then why can't you just take Aiden?
Oh, and then Candy is
like Candy, who's been to the jail like multiple times.
Or just take the, at least
take
one
boy.
Kid, yeah. like, make him some kind of happy. And then it's like, you say all that and then you want to go into a crying spell, which no one kind of really believed you because it's like, why would you cry about?
I did though, in mm-mm. that moment. See, the thing, when she said that about the prison, I was looking at like, Phaedra, like,
you're lying.
It's just excuses that it's not easy and it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the reason you're doing it is not about you. It's about the kids. And
but
I agree the infant probably shouldn't go yet.
Yeah.
But when Phaedra cried and she said, to me, that was one of the realest moments for Phaedra to honestly say, I'm put on television and I need a moment to really sit back and look, think about what I'm going to do. Because think about it, these girls have been on the show for how long?
Yeah.
There comes a point where sometimes their reactions are because the cameras are there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, I need to step away from this
sure
and think, should I bring the kids? Do I bring just Aiden? But when you have to, like, film stuff and, like, there's hammers and drills being brought to you and, like, buns hiding in the woods and Nini's yelling at your charity event for Greg to get up off his ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot going on. And that moment for her to honestly, I'm just happy that she came out and said that, and I'm happy that she came out and said the Kenya thing, because those are two things that I look at the situation, I'm like, bitch, how can you not just say that out that?
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't want to, just don't lie,
because
she makes up lies instead of just mm-hmm. saying, like, I don't want to talk about it because I'm mentally not strong enough to think about it right now.
Or figure it. I haven't figured it out. It's okay to have not figured it out yet.
And she, I think she's afraid to say that. Like,
but that's what I mean. Like, she lied and then she said that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, it counteracts each other that it just all just seems like no one knows what to believe is real when you're crying and your real tears, and no one knows if you really do want to take your kid.
Which would be why Candy probably because wasn't
it,
so sympathetic.
Yeah, because it comes like, off as you don't want to take your
when
kids.
When you're really going through it or when you just, you know.
And you probably are divorced.
Well, that's public record if she
Yeah, filed. No, she's not. She's still married. She said she hasn't filed. Mm-hmm. She wants her kids to be proud of her as a mother and a wife. She says, I don't need the show. I have 5 degrees. I can work forever. I just need time to heal and get this through my
head. My response to that, though, immediately was, why did you do this season at all?
Exactly. Yeah. And you signed up for this. Like, what are the statistics of a man going back to jail that's previously went to jail? You decided to have a kid with a man that could possibly go back to jail for a crime.
I wanted to, like, receive some, like, oh, I wanted to have sympathy for Phaedra. I didn't quite get there because I don't totally buy the emotion that she serves. But at the same time, when she said that whole thing about, like, the show and, like, making the decision, I can understand how you would feel pressed to, like, do certain things because social media is telling you to do this and people are talking smack about this. The camera's in your face. So you're
thinking
okay.
About God and judgment.
Yeah. So on that one moment, I'm like, okay, that's real. I get you. But then in the same token, you're still not
being forthright
about things and then saying things like, I don't need this, I don't even need to be on camera. Mm-hmm. Then why? And being concerned because she specifically said she wants her children are going to see this one day. Mm-hmm. And she wants them to be able to look at and make sure like that she was a good mom and right. She was a good wife and blah blah blah. And I'm like, why, if that is in your brain, why are you on the show
at all
for your kids, like going through this specific thing? Like before, not fine, but as soon as you knew y'all was having some...
Because now everything's up.
Legalist. Y'all mm-hmm. should have been like, you know what? I'm sure there's like a loophole in that contract to get out that you could have found.
What bothered me the most with Phaedra was this. Has Apollo ever physically harmed you before? First of all, I hate that he asked that question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because why kick somebody when they're dead?
But and already, he like, based on what he did
that's
with
true.
The
drill.
Yeah, but like, you know what? That just would give him more time in jail to be away from his kids. Now he's going to have physical abuse charges.
Well,
like,
if he did it, then, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I'm not about to tell you on air.
Right.
Like,
so but you didn't say no, so you didn't squat.
No, that's my
no
thing.
Means
it says
he did
yes,
something.
That there was a time that he might have put, it may not have punched you, but he might grab yeah. you and bruise the arm exactly. a little bit.
She basically let us
she
know
wearing
that
those
he
neck
is
braces
capable.
Because, you know, Apollo got a little too. Because
he has her on a leash. Right. In a perfect world. No, but she basically said that he is capable of doing it. So she doesn't have to say yes. She doesn't have to really say no. We all can have an imagination.
No, he asked two questions. He asked if he was capable in that moment, but then he said, has he ever? And she said, I don't feel like I need to discuss that.
And it's the same thing Portia pulled last season with
if
Cordell.
He's capable of it, if he has the anger, I'm sure he's
trying to she's alluding somebody. Everybody's yep. capable of
and
hitting
she's
somebody
a lawyer.
Under the right subject.
Yep. And she's a lawyer. She knows that by
knew,
saying that
yeah,
statement,
she, knew exactly
she knows
what
that
to
it
say.
Will make people think that, oh, something
she
probably did
She pled the
happen.
Fifth, basically.
Because she could have just said no if she didn't want it out there.
But
or
honestly,
wanted to be known.
Even if she said, I plead the fifth, that would have been a little lighter of a toss than...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think I should tell you.
I don't think that.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, because just the way she served it to him, I don't know, it was just like, girl, who,
but that
what
was
script
the same
is
kind
this?
Of servant.
Said, you know what he was, you saw what he did in the other episode?
Which one?
When he got in the fight with what's
oh, yeah, yeah.
And
she brought, yeah.
So you know what he's capable, like, I just can't.
You know he's capable of.
But that was the same kind of serving
well,
she gave
you were
Claudia.
In his face. She was scared, though, I'm not going to lie. So then we talked to the viewer told Phaedra that the apostle was scary, which he is.
Okay? Super scary.
He's a little strange.
But that was
it. Scary.
That was
a,
for her answer was cool.
Yeah, but she didn't need to have that on air. Like,
have what on air?
Like, she didn't have
the
to have them tape
home.
That. It was just too much.
I don't mind it
because
I thought
it's
it was
just
comical.
Like, yeah.
And I actually liked her answer that she was like, I believe in blessing my house.
Right.
And you don't have to. And great.
Whatever, you know, my mortgage, I can
you
do what
man?
I want.
It's my house.
So then we get to Claudia, and Portia comes out.
Side note, why did Claudia have mom hair?
Yo, I could not stand her hair.
I was like, ooh, it's all black. I love it. But then it was like layered and curled
and
tight.
Thin.
Like, it was
I didn't
mom
like,
hair.
Yeah, I wanted it like how she had that jagged edge.
Jagged, like
yeah.
sharp bob. Like, it wasn't
she
sexy
doesn't
at
know
all.
What to do. She needs a stylist.
Because even that dress wasn't doing much.
She
guys,
just.
And like,
yeah.
you, wasn't it you guys who said last week that
what?
You liked Cynthia's hair.
I still like
I like Cynthia's hair.
I thought Cynthia's hair was fabulous.
What?
Yes. I think her hair was like the Quaker best on there. No, she didn't.
She does.
That was so 1970s Diana.
It was. It was totally.
It was too much.
Big barrel curls and a big, like,
Diana Ross killed her hair, like, slayed. I did not think that this bitch slayed that. She looked like
And it looked natural, too. Yeah, it looked beautiful.
It was
textured.
It looked like they done put too many chia seeds.
Cynthia looked
too many chia seeds and it overgrew.
And then next week,
Phaedra versus Portia, Phaedra versus Cynthia, Phaedra calls her, she said she looked like Captain Crunch with that hair.
Wait, who said that?
Phaedra, she said she calls her Captain Crunch.
Oh. Aww.
That's a bitch move.
No, but really think about that hair.
You're hating.
Phaedra was hating because Phaedra's makeup looked great, but everything else was like, oh.
Phaedra looks the same every time.
I liked Phaedra.
That lip liner.
Them earrings.
Oh, yeah. No,
the dress is not that cute because they had the picture of all them standing up. I'm just like, really? Here we go again.
She always does that one with the one leg. But the thing is, I like Phaedra's look. The only thing I don't like is she'd be wearing appliances for like accessories.
Yeah, she really does.
All right, so Portia comes out, and Andy compares her dress to Kenya's, then compares, talks about the hairstyle, and Portia shades Kenya by saying she's a secret shopper for Go Naked ponytails.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Kenya said, oh, I don't shop at $3 bundle weave.
It's
cute, girl.
So then she says, are we talking about Claudia's storyline? She says, me and Claudia's friendship is non-existent. I didn't want it that way, but I heard Claudia asking people around about my life. And also because she kept talking about Kenya trying to mend their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand Portia.
Yeah.
If you're new coming into this situation and you want to be cool with me, don't be bringing up shit that, one, you weren't there for, that you were watching as a fan. Don't bring it up. Let that organically come to place when we're all around each other, if you want to. But, like, at the workplace, to be talking about Kenya, like, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I could see that kind of getting annoying.
And then, you know, when she came on, her first question, so tell me about Portia, okay? Tell me about Nene. Yeah. So what does this person have going on? Who is she dating? I mean, it's a girl thing, but you've seen this show. You can't do that with these type of girls because they're going to take it to another level, which is normal for the show.
Better about it.
Yeah.
Forever.
Portia says,
for three seasons.
I was,
right?
We're still talking about Kenya and Apollo.
Okay. Portia says, you know, the thing is I was fine with Claudia until I was attacked.
Which was true.
It was random, but because my thing is, Claudia, the only reason she did that was because Portia was laughing. And I don't think that the laughing was big enough for you to, like,
be mad.
Be bringing up top secret things. Like, but, I mean, I get it. It's the show. So, Portia, why are you getting mad? Because there have been situations where you've done it.
You do the same stuff. Like, we just had a meeting where you pretended like you didn't hear me talking to you and all this other stuff. So, like, we've all been shading each other all along the way. So, stop pretending like it's so, oh my God, I was attacked. How dare you? Like, even though you were giggling your ass off about her being a whore when you doing the same thing.
She then alluded to Cordell cheating on her. Which she did not allude to that it was a man.
Well, I mean, didn't everyone say that Cordell was gay when she broke up with him?
I could see Cordell cheating on her, though.
With Brandon?
And I can see her cheating on Cordell.
Yeah.
Because that's totally, what's been said both the ways. Whole time. Well, so why is that even... Whatever.
Claudia keeps basically saying that Portia is an escort or some sort of prostitute. That's basically what she keeps saying. She keeps saying, I'm worried for you. Like, you get all these things because you're sleeping around with men who give you things, which...
That's not an escort.
But I'm sorry. You've been... Like, Claudia has the same name.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Claudia has the same name.
Well, maybe that's...
I mean, they
and
all
Claudia,
do.
But Claudia's 10 years, about 10 years older than Portia, so maybe she sees herself in Portia.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you ain't got to go out like that because...
No.
Now, because Claudia's
still
in a position...
These girls do not have that depth.
Claudia's like 42 years old, still trying to prove to everybody that she's just working and like not sleeping with people to get jobs. So maybe
at
she actually does
At 42 years
see,
old, you should not be worrying about what anyone is thinking about.
You know, but she is like still like pressed. Like everybody still thinks this of me and I don't want to be that. And she might be like, Portia, you got wigs and weaves and lipstick and
I do not think she cares that far about Portia.
Who?
Claudia. No.
I think she thinks it's a bad look
no.
on a chick. And it's not necessarily just about, oh, I care so much about
But then
about
why
Portia.
Can't she tell her friend Kenya, like, girl, here's why everyone thinks all these things about
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Well, you would take a different approach. You would say, you guys, you know what? Don't get mad at her. She's going through, she's doing this. I've been here before.
Are you sure?
And have some kind of understanding. But they're not that deep.
Y'all don't think, I mean, because Claudia and Kenya's relationship, obviously we didn't get a whole lot of it, but they definitely had moments where Claudia's like, bitch, you crazy. So I feel like maybe we didn't see it, but I definitely think Claudia would be that person and be like, Kenya, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. Like, what is that about?
Okay.
If they for real been friends for 12 years or however long they've been friends.
Well, I'm not saying this in any type of shady way. This is just a legit question because I don't know. Uh-oh. But, Claudia said that she was a journalist at one time.
You seen her on CBS News?
Are you talking to me?
CNN?
She said she was on The Foxhole.
She was on Jamie Foxx's show, but like that's not a journalist.
Like, I don't think like radio entertainment talk shows are journalists.
I don't think
like,
she's
we're not
you
journalists.
Could be an entertainment journalist. You could be.
I'm saying that type of show is like what we sit around and do.
She definitely went to college.
For maybe journalism.
Well, she might have gone for journalism.
Can y'all tweet us that?
Because I know she she ran track or something in college. So she definitely went to college and like did that. So maybe she did go for journalism and just ended up modeling.
I don't even care.
She said, I use facts. Really, you told me in the Philippines you were drunk, but you told me that you were sleeping with a married man. Well, bitch, are you TMZ?
Exactly.
Yes, the Star Magazine. I appreciate that, though. Because you know we say stuff when we drinking.
Portia says, no, what I said was that I was dating a young athlete.
But I can't say his name.
So was the young athlete married? Maybe he wasn't African. Maybe he was...
But maybe that was just a fling, like a one-time situation, and she told Nene, like, ooh, I met this African guy. And then it moves on to the next. Like,
well, it could have been the athlete, and the athlete was out of the country. I mean, it could have been anything. Like, but it's just like, there's holes in the story.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not for you to even fill in the holes, because it's my life and my business.
Except you're on Real Housewives of Atlanta rolling around in a Bentley and carrying your Birkins everywhere, and it's all about that business, because we all know you ain't making that much money on The Housewives.
Right, like, because, oh no, she does.
She can pay for a Birkin.
She got demoted. She's got multiple Birkins. And isn't she driving a Rolls?
Yeah, but I mean, what girl can't flash their guy, their right nipple for a second? And if he's really desperate and fat and ugly, he will buy you a Birkin.
Okay, but that my thing is, and what I think Claudia's saying is what? Like, girl,
that's not
like
prostitution.
I mean, to what degree is it not? You sitting up here looking at your Birkin every day, like, yeah, I remember that. I showed nipple for that. Like, girl, what? Like,
I look know, at your resume. I mean, but they've all done it on that stage. I'm sure.
Okay, that's
like,
fine.
Majority
that ain't
of them
right.
have.
And now, what I'm saying is for
but
Claudia.
But the thing is, she's not coming from an open heart angle. She or like, I've done this before. Let me sit down and have a personal conversation with you. She's coming out and splurting out all these things.
No, agreed, 100%.
And so then
yeah.
It takes away from what she's trying to do.
Any sincerity. 100%. I agree with that. But these girls really out here doing this stuff, and it's just like, look, if you're going to do that, you know what I mean? Like, here's why I fuck with Johnny Blaze from Love & Hip Hop.
Yes.
If you're going to be out here doing that,
she got dragged.
Own it. Just own it. Yes, bitch, I was down on my knees. What was you doing? I can at least say it. My Birkins, hey, sucked 7 dicks for him and 7 Birkins and got Louboutins. And you over here lying like you
pretending,
ain't got shit.
Like,
right.
All you had to
fucking
do was
Tinashe
look at me.
Over here. Let's pretend.
Just look at me and he bought me a house. Yeah, okay.
Right. Moving on. That irritated me, really, watching that part. Cynthia's upset Portia told Phaedra that Peter is sleeping around with other people, which is... Portia.
Not too far-fetched.
It's not too far-fetched, but
you're
Portia...
mad Portia's, about the same ish.
Right, but Portia's sitting here and had no good excuse. She was like, girl, like, that was just me and Phaedra... in cameras.
Yeah, she had no good excuse. She
you
didn't.
Was talking
she
shit.
Didn't know how to
own
cover it.
Yes, I was talking shit.
I was talking smack.
I sure the fuck was.
She said I wasn't saying it like for it to get out. But I'm sorry, there's a bunch of cameras
and our 4 million viewers.
Or at least take after Mama Joyce. Look, I did say it, but I heard it from the streets.
Through the grapevine. Yeah.
The waitress told me that that's what happened, and I was just looking out for you. I'm just saying, you might want to know.
So I mean, can we do a poll? Like, do we really think that Peter could have that in him?
All right, you guys let us know. tweet us and let us know if you guys think Peter is cheating.
Or has cheated.
Or has cheated.
He probably has cheated. I bet what Jesse do you... has cheated.
No.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe she's cheated.
Are you crazy?
I believe they both cheated.
Oh, my God, wait.
Because they already got for like a super long time so before weird. They got married. And, like, she has marriage. She has commitment issues because she, like, had engagements before and didn't get married.
Do you think
and,
she's
like,
been with Leon again?
I didn't say that. Ooh. I'm just saying. I wouldn't be life surprised if they both have had... some
I think she could. The only person I think she could possibly be with Leon. Hashtag life twirls on. I don't think that Cynthia could really cheat because she really loves
she's
Peter.
She's like an emotional she's, cheater. Yeah. Like she cries, breaks down.
But
Peter
that's the
did
point
this to me.
She and Peter have had so many problems. That's all the more reason why she cheated.
I can't. To the side though?
Right. You know what I mean?
She's like, I'm not really front. Doing
I'm
it.
I'm not going to get
like,
a gag on.
Right. Because yeah,
I'm not taking
China.
It down the throat. I'm just doing it sideways.
Oh,
but you just proved the point. If she's an emotional cheater with all the crap that Peter has done to her, that would be
could.
Exactly why she's cheating.
But I definitely
no,
can't
and then she
it.
Cries about it, and then that's why they're still together because she's like, Peter, I sucked his dick.
Like, I'm
and
sorry.
Peter's like, whoa, bitch. And, but Peter will
Peter's
never
like,
admit that he has
one?
Cheated though.
I've cheated with I feel
like Peter's back there. He just makes Cynthia feel bad.
Yeah. So I honestly.
This is all allegedly. I was talking so much shit.
But wait, there's more to the story. I feel like Peter and Apollo were probably doing threesomes around town with strippers and paying them $10,000 to give them and buying Birkins for them with stolen money.
Fucking Sally Jesse.
Well,
at the
there you go.
That's the story.
That's
Buzz
how
you later.
Your boo got open.
Now, how about that?
Hey. Next topic. So Kenya, life twirls on. Mm-hmm. Negotiations are going.
Going yeah. Where, girl?
You know, honestly, someone tweeted me the commercial for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the commercial in its entirety. And you know...
You like it?
Nope.
No.
But I will say, honestly... If YouTube picks it up, I would watch it. YouTube. I would watch it on YouTube.
If YouTube picks it up, you mean if she uploads it?
Like, exactly.
Bitch, because it surely ain't going on no title.
You don't think
at
you
all.
Could get, like, Cintric?
Never.
Nope, not
no.
even Cintric. It was not
no,
even Cintric.
None of
no.
those. I've not even bad. Dug deep. I was looking at my channel list this week, and I was like, no, nope, nope,
my thing
nope.
is like, Kenya, how can you watch that?
I don't
that?
Even know that channel. What?
You got to be overlaying to be yeah. what's it called. But my thing with Kenya is watching that. There were moments where I did get sucked into it. It was like 2 minutes and 30 seconds or something, and I was sucked
so
into certain
Hulu.
Parts.
Hulu.
No. Because
you know what?
Pay for it.
I could see it
no,
being on Hulu.
Netflix.
No, no, but not like the one you pay for. Like anyone can watch it on Hulu, not
oh.
Hulu Plus.
I have Hulu
you know
Plus.
I, mean?
I don't know about that life.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I could really say, I don't know, there were parts where I got sucked into it, but I also was looking at it like, girl, like, you watch this and look at yourself as a good actress. Like, it was entertaining because I like Kenya, and
yeah.
she entertains me, and watching her chasing people with a knife is just hilarious to me. Now, I don't know if I could watch 12 episodes of her doing that.
No.
But that's like, what she's banking on. She's got a fan base.
But Andy, who's
I could
a producer,
watch an hour and a half
let her know
whatever that, was.
That this ain't what it, where's that, baby?
Yeah.
Like, he said it in so many words.
You
like
self-financed
a
half-hour comedy. That
wow.
sounds like a bad business move.
Yeah. And he's the one that you should have probably came to advice for.
You
should have
turned in and said, right?
Been like, hey,
because it could have possibly been on Bravo, but now he's already let you know. Don't even come to my
that
office bringing that
mess. That trash ain't going nowhere
no.
on Bravo.
Oh.
Not even on Bravo.com.
And the thing is, I think because everyone has a show and everything is on TV now that she probably thought
she
had a chance. But honey, that's like the one chance.
He said, what if you don't sell it? Oh, honey, there is always a market if you do it correctly. Bitch, Redbox,
I
like,
mean,
come on.
It's not entirely an inaccurate statement.
That's true.
Because,
she
I mean, anywhere.
She could sell it in, like,
but
India,
but she's not
going to
get what she paid to do
that,
it.
That is the point.
Yeah.
It's
get
like, yes,
dubbed.
Somebody will buy it,
you're
but
not
it's a
even
matter of
break
what
even.
They'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, who knows? She probably didn't pay that much for it.
Right. You know? So
free labor in Georgia. Some free extras, you know. I'm sure it is.
We get into the Kenya forgiveness is about yourself,
which
not
is
the
silly.
Other person.
And then
which,
she contradicted herself later on.
Yeah.
It was silly.
And then Portia goes on to say, I will not apologize to Kenya. I won't make space for her in my life. Kenya brings up the 50th anniversary of Selma and everyone rolled in their grave.
I'm going to say something.
And then she brought up her grandpa. It's like, you know what you're doing. About? You are intentionally trying to, it's basically, you did bring a weapon again this season. This reunion.
Selma, like the biggest thing in the news right now, and here you are using it to tarnish
it was
Portia.
Disgusting.
And saying we need to be better women. Like, where are you being a better woman?
But I really
wish.
What
are you seeing through those contacts?
Because of that, though, I wish Portia would apologize. Because I think that everybody knows Kenya was in the wrong. Yep. Like, nobody is, most people are not confused that Kenya was on some bullshit, and most of us felt like she probably deserved it. Even mm-hmm. for those of us that don't believe that violence is the answer most of the time. Mm-hmm. But if Portia just was, I think Portia just looks just as childish as her by being like, I'm never gonna apologize to you, you don't deserve it, never. If she just straight up says, I got out of pocket, it was not okay, and I should have never hit you, I am sorry, and be done with it. That takes Kenya's ability to be anything other than a mess and the idiot that was throwing around a scepter and being a 5-year-old at a reunion.
But the thing is,
back.
The reality of majority of people would have got up and hit her.
That's why. Yeah. If not, but that doesn't make it
right. Anyway.
And you know that Kenya is never going to own any responsibility in throwing that scepter around because she thinks it was totally fine. And she ends up looking like the child
but
to me.
But she did apologize to Portia.
Not for real.
Yeah.
But I mean, Portia's apology wouldn't be real either.
But here's my point.
It could be real.
Right. And here's my point.
You'd be the grown up in the situation.
If Portia was to have said after the whole Selma thing, you know what? I'm sorry, girl. Like.
But I think because she
then
brought
Kenya
her
would have said that wasn't
it.
Sincere. No, and then Portia's immature though.
Yeah.
Because you brought my grandfather in, you're trying to stab me, so I'm not going to do it. And she got more defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said it was not sincere, and this is so true. It was not sincere because the second Kenya
had her chance,
she went in about the African.
Whatever that was.
Prince. I don't even know if they're princes.
Kings,
whatever the fuck they are.
And it's just so crazy how we got back here when we just saw the last episode.
Exactly.
Of them all sitting together laughing with Kenya.
Yep.
So it's like, where did this go wrong? I think blogs
who
or
did I
social
watch?
Media.
Blogs,
like, what happened?
Social media.
No, I want to say it was Watch What Happens. Maybe it was Kenya, but I feel like it was Candy on something. But basically it was, we were all fine. And then you wait months. And then you have to watch it back, and then you see things that people said that you couldn't know, and then all these feelings and emotions come back.
That's right, because they are required, I believe, to sit down right before the reunion and mm-hmm. look through all the episodes, even if they have or have not watched them throughout the season. So they have to sit, read, watch all the episodes, and then come and talk about it. So.
Which, that's a long...
We complain
like
once a week.
10 days of episodes.
Well, in our defense, it has been, what, 25 weeks? How long?
Okay. I know, shoot.
But think about that.
Wait, so is there part 3?
Yeah, imagine having to watch all that and then go on to the reunion.
And
like
then,
that would get me
like
eat it.
You're so angry.
It'd be the ultimate AfterBuzz episode. I would go ham.
Like if I would just be so just so angry.
She brought up the whole slandering in Puerto Rico, and then Claudia tried to say something. She said, "End scene for the actress."
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Phaedra says, "I don't see Kenya." This is exactly what you said, Courtney. I don't see Kenya supporting women or mm-hmm. being an upstanding citizen or anything like that. So why are you slandering Portia?
Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible, honey. There were plenty of whores in the Bible, and they were redeemed.
Right.
That was
my favorite line.
So she's back to being a whore again, just to let you know.
You're in good company.
There's plenty of whores in the Bible.
And that's when Phaedra said, I called her a whore because of her actions.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenya. I don't know who your writers are, Kenya, but you need to, because this, I don't get where you were going with this, talking about,
Phaedra, you know what? If I was gonna be a whore, I'd be the best damn whore. I wouldn't have a Billy. I'd have a fleet of Billies. You know what? There would be a museum of the best damn whore that ever lived. These motherfuckers would be coming here wanting to have my juice. Like, what?
Like, girl.
First of all, you were curious if you could even get pregnant.
Right.
Second of all, you can't keep a man.
And you're too old to be saying that. Like,
you're 45. Like,
you're too grown to be like, if I want to be a whore, everybody would, like, girl, bye.
This is so embarrassing.
So
what museum
Patty
would open
Mayonnaise
up to
taught you to say? Like, and
no,
then she
Patty
quoted
Mayonnaise
Patty
is,
Mayonnaise later. I was like,
so
Lord.
Embarrassed.
She said, "I would own it." Well, girl, you don't even own the fact that you was all up on Apollo.
Like
she does, you don't own anything.
Right.
Like,
including
no,
your house.
At all, or that
or
Bentley.
That Billy you're driving,
right? Or those eyes, or that $3 ponytail, or that fake Michael Costello dress.
boob. Yeah, she definitely didn't own the dress.
But you
own
them hanging boobies, girl.
And her boobs look fake, too.
But they look better on Watch What Happens Live.
She looks good when she's standing up in that dress, but I think she just didn't have enough support when she was sitting down.
Yeah. I felt so cool that I could watch What Happened Live last night. I felt like I was you. I was like, I wish I wasn't on a plane so I could text Courtney.
You know what's funny? I felt like Portia was like, Ayala fixed my life. Like, she kept telling everyone, like, you have this problem. Like, I want to help you. Yeah. Like,
when she told Cindy to dig deep.
And they were like, no, boom, you need to dig deep. And yeah. We both know that's some shallow water over there.
But, I mean, I kind of understand to a certain degree, like, Kenya doesn't have a mother. She's had this anger or hurt towards women and towards, like, she doesn't know where she fits in because you've basically been demoted from being a child of your mother's. And so she does have anger, and I don't think she's jealous of Portia because Portia has a mom.
No.
But she has pent-up anger and hurt, and she lashes out on everybody else.
Yep.
And she does need help. But they all need help. Damn it. So
they all. Like,
yeah, they all have issues.
Third episode
Dr.
Reunion,
Jeff, you got a lot of work to do, brother.
On that note, let's head to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So next week, Cynthia versus Phaedra, Captain Crunch versus the Head Doctor. Looks sound like a what's it called? MTV Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Phaedra versus Cynthia. Candy versus Phaedra. Candy
was
crying.
Sad to me. Yeah. It's just like last year
crying,
with
though.
Cynthia
but I do too.
Nene. It's sad.
But I think that they botched it up that it's going to be more of a bigger fight than it really was.
Really was.
Yeah. I don't think they really fought.
Because they seem to be cool now based on Phaedra, I think, the last time she said we're fine.
Yeah. Peter versus Nene and Greg, it kind of seemed like.
Or
like,
Peter versus
don't take,
the world.
Yeah. Don't take what I say, what I say, I do what I do, like, okay. And then we get Kenya talking about everyone flirts. Nene was flirting with Peter.
And Nene ain't having that because La Nene came out with a vengeance.
What you not
what
gonna
you
do,
bitch?
Yeah. Wow!
And Greg just sits there like, here we go.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure you guys tweet us and let us know what you guys think. Or leave in the comments below. Bye-bye. Do you guys think Peter was cheating on us, Cynthia?
They were all cheating. Everybody cheats.
What was your favorite part of the reunion? Let us know. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, too. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
And you guys can always find me on Twitter at English Speaks, as well as on Instagram, Pink English. Duh.
There you go. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.